Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. If you are hearing some noise, it is because we are outside today.
In nature.
It's a Sunday. We're actually posting. We're making this on a Sunday. We're posting it on a Sunday. So it is the first, like, actual fall day here in Wisconsin. And the weather is absolutely beautiful. I believe it's like 60 degrees or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Only supposed to be 70 degrees total today. Like, that's it. Not even. Like, 68.
Oof, oh, I'm in love. Sexy. We are some fall bitches. And we are
so excited
because Libra season is upon us tomorrow. So, I already know. And that's my season! So, I am so excited. But since it is basically the first fall weather day. I think the first day of fall was a couple days ago, maybe?
What is the day?
Or is it today?
It's either today or yesterday, because it's always the 21st or 22nd. So,
well, we're going to say it's today.
Happy fucking fall!
Yeah, y'all. So, we're coming at you with a fall reset, because I feel like energy from summer to fall is such a different transition that you kind of need a little reset. Kind of like spring cleaning, fall reset.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of like get into today what that looks like for us and what we are doing to change with the seasons. So if you would like to go first.
Sure.
Talk about your little reset, girly.
So I have been doing some resetting, mostly because around here it is Oktoberfest coming up, which is super, super busy week for me, / weekend for me.
Correct.
So I kind of just like entirely redid my house.
You just need something different.
I just said, nope, we're doing it. And I reorganized my whole house. I cleaned everything. I did like a nice old deep cleaning, mostly because if I don't do it now, I don't have time this week really to clean. So I have to like entirely clean everything out so that then I'm happier this weekend when I come home after like 13, 14, 15 hour shifts. It's actually probably longer than that. I didn't calculate them out, but the long shifts, I'm not going to want to come home and have my house messy too.
Correct.
Like, it's just, I need to basically go to bed and wake up and leave, and I don't have time to just like do anything.
Nice crisp house.
So
clean.
And then it's less cleaning for me to do after the weekend, because the last thing I'm going to want to do when I finally have time off is clean. So I redid all of that. I made sure that I'm like doing a bunch of like cooking now. I have to finish a little bit later today, actually.
Same here. Meal prepping.
And then actually pack it all together so then I can just grab them, bring them to the
bar.
Yes,
I love that.
Like, everywhere I need to be.
Love that.
And then I don't have to worry about a single thing. I don't want to have to worry about food being wasted because I don't cook it. I want everything to be done and
just convenient
good to go.
For you.
Yeah.
Easier for you.
It's so much easier. Like, I feel like the best thing about getting ready for fall is that, like, it's like the transition but into winter, which, like, not that I want winter anytime
soon,
but I think that winter is that more homey, like, you are kind of more, not stuck at home.
But I would say slowing down. It's more of a slowing down season.
It is, and it's so nice, though, because we're both busy. We're always running.
Actually, I was thinking about that today while I was cleaning and meal prepping at the same time. I'm just, like, going fast as fuck on these dishes, okay? And I was talking to myself in my head, and I was thinking, girl, why are we going so fast? And I'm like, Cassie's coming over at this time. This is happening at this time. I'm like, we gotta go! Like, but it's so crazy that, honestly, it's funny to me, because I recognize it, and I know that I'm doing it, so it's okay. Like, awareness, but
Step one.
Literally, I used to not be aware, but you and I are so much alike in that way, where we're like, pile this on, and I can do this. Like, I think we are go-getters. I'm gonna put it in a positive way. I think we're fucking go-getters, and we just know we can fucking conquer badass shit and do so many things that we do tend to overload our plates a little bit.
Only a little bit.
We just get, like, super excited, I think, you know, where that's totally okay. But yeah, we're definitely overachievers, and we definitely...
We work way more than your just average Joe.
Average girlies, like girly pops over here. We are whamming. We are. I mean,
that's one way to say it.
a boss bitch, whatever else you want to say. But yeah, I truly feel as if as the weather gets cooler, I am doing my best to remind myself as the fall reset that I also want to slow down. And a big thing with that being said, like you said, cooking and meal prepping, I actually bought a bunch of new glass containers, and I'm always going to make sure my lunch is prepped on Sundays too. That literally for 7 days of the week, my lunch is already weighed out, measured out, and put in its container so I can just grab it and go.
It just makes it so much easier.
It makes it so much easier for you. And it's also an act of love, because it's like, wow, if you think about it, let's say if a significant other did that for you, you would in turn think, wow, that's really nice of them that they wanted to take this weight off my chest and make my day easier. You're doing that for yourself. So I'm also about, in this fall season, slowing down, also romanticizing the things you do to show love for yourself. Like that. It's something so little, so small, but so big. If you think a significant other would be doing it, you'd be like, wow, they're really paying attention that, you know, I kind of get stressed out during the week, and sometimes I'm in a rush to get my food and my meals. And for somebody to do that, I think that's such like a good act of love, just to set yourself up for success, honestly, the next day.
Yeah. And honestly, I think my favorite part about having like the meals, and like after I do these two, I'm going to get back into, I'm probably going to like prep chili. Like, it's chili season.
Oof. Yeah.
Football,
soups.
Like, is, oh my chili God. Season. And change my mind. You can't. You can't. My mom always had, my dad that. Always made chili. My mom always made cinnamon rolls. Mm. That they go together for me. I don't make cinnamon rolls. But if I, you know, yeah. wanted a sweet treat, I'm going to have to get a cinnamon roll, correct. I guess, for it. But I think, like, having those, it's just so much more, like, here's the thing. My biggest flaw is that when I'm hungry, if I'm, like, really hungry, I want food now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't got time to sit here in the kitchen for 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Prepping, cooking, and then being like, oh, finally get the food. No. If I'm hungry and I, like, just kind of came home from work or from school or something, mm-hmm. I want it now.
Correct.
And I think that's the downfall, is, like, that's why it's so convenient for so many people to, like, hit up Quick Trip, hit up mm-hmm. any other place, because it's hot and ready right there for you. Mm-hmm. When I meal prep and put it in a container, I just slap that thing in the microwave. I don't yeah. have to do a single thing else. And I can wait 2 minutes mm-hmm. till the thing heats up in the microwave.
Absolutely.
It makes me want to stay consistent.
Correct.
Which is great. Same with, like, me making those muffins.
Yeah.
Like, they're thawed. They're ready to go. And I can just yeah. eat them. Like, no, nothing else has
literally.
To happen. And if I have the time, I can sit down and make myself, like, the eggs and the hash browns and stuff like that. And I can also prep those, too. Mm-hmm. So I can kind of switch it up absolutely. For myself.
Yeah.
But, like, having that, I don't know, I feel like it makes me, like, less anxious.
Correct.
Because I know that my food is, like, right there, ready
well,
to go.
Well, you're prepared. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I feel like another big fall reset thing is also, you know, obviously you said rearranging your house, redecorating, kind of just getting rid of, you know, the summer stuff and bringing in some cozier vibes, whatever that may be. And you guys can literally go to Hobby Lobby or TJ Maxx or even Dollar Tree and find a, like, some very cute just fall things, or even Amazon. I'm a huge Amazon girly. Mm-hmm. Go on there and get a few fall things, like, make your place and make it smell like you do not know. A candle,
cinnamon.
A candle can do so much for your place. Just make it comfy, cozy vibes that make you want to bundle up, you know. And also reading, that's kind of been a new fall thing for me. I have a little balcony, just sitting out and even reading like 10 pages a day of just a book. That's literally all you need any day, every day anyways. It's like 10 pages. That is like a huge thing for this fall reset. And I am coming up soon here on my bodybuilding competition, like less than a month out, literally barely under a month out. But a huge thing is baking. That is such, like, I realize I make protein donuts, but I've realized I literally love baking so much. It makes me so happy. And I've been finding all of these, like, cute recipes for, like, pumpkin pancakes, like 1 minute, like apple crisp in the microwave. They're healthy recipes, you guys. I'm literally finding all of these amazing, like pumpkin cookies, like chocolate chip pumpkin bread. That is such a reset for me, just to bake something new, try a different food, and really just get in the spirit of fall and festivities is just such a reset in itself. And also something new, if you guys just literally try something new that you haven't made before, that's, I think that's so amazing. I think we should really, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel like I get out of my comfort zone a decent amount with trying new recipes and being like, yeah, like whatever, if it doesn't turn out, it doesn't turn out. But really actually like committing to a new recipe and making it,
yeah,
I think is super just like rewarding in itself at the same time.
I think that fall, there's so many, I feel like fall has a really good time to do that because of the different foods that people don't normally like sit down and eat. Like people don't always just sit down and eat like the squashes, and like there's so many, yes, different types of squashes.
Oh my gosh. But like spaghetti squash.
Yep.
That's what we make.
Yep.
Literally every fall, which you guys will see this. We gonna feast. Especially after
well, and honestly,
my show.
It's, and it's,
yeah,
not even like that heavy of like a food,
no,
either.
It's a spaghetti squash actually can fit in your macros. Like, yeah, really check easy. It out. It's super easy to make. Oh my god, but we literally are gonna go crazy. I mean,
oh, of course,
I pinned so many things. Another thing, you guys, I have to tell you is it was like carameled apple nachos. So instead of, okay, we love a good caramel apple, right? But like, I don't know, the ratio is weird, it's hard to bite into.
It's just
I don't know,
there's just too much,
there's like, too much,
like I feel like it's yeah, it's messy, and like that's, yeah, totally fine. I'm fine with messy foods. It's that I take a bite,
mm-hmm,
but then I don't want to keep going into the apple because there's no caramel with the rest of the apple. So if you take a, yeah, bite on all the exterior, you're only left with the apple. And no offense to the apple, but if you have something sweet and then you have something not so sweet, that not so sweet thing doesn't taste sweet at all.
It just is like they look amazing,
they
and
look
then
great.
They're disappointing. Like literally,
and like it's hard to say that from where we're from,
yeah,
here, because
and I don't like saying that, but I'm
literally
just
across the river over here.
We got
Apple literally
Fest
the well, yeah, Apple Fest, the
Apple
this
Capital,
Apple Capital of Minnesota.
Which, like, we're not saying anything bad about the apples. It's like how, you know, but nonetheless, we're talking about nachos, okay, right? Apple nachos. I'm telling you guys, so I sent Cassie this reel on Instagram. As soon as I'm done with my show, we're having like a fall night watching Hocus Pocus.
Getting our, we have very specific wines we taste.
Yes. Oh my god. And we're gonna get pumpkins. You know, we carve pumpkins. Like, we really go all out and we make food. We feast. Like, I'm telling you, lots of food. So I sent her this. I'm like, dude, instead of doing just carameled apples, I'm like, you literally, we can get apples from the Apple Capital of Minnesota, really good apples, yeah, across the river. And I was like, we can cut them up and then you melt caramel white chocolate, and you can even like put like sprinkle some peanuts on there, some
M&Ms,
you melt like
mini,
yeah,
M&Ms.
Whatever, oh, we want to do, we can. And then bruh, I'm telling you, it's the perfect bite, like a slice of apple like that. Like, don't even get me started. It's going to be so freaking good.
And then every bite has...
Every bite has everything you want.
Every bite, it's like...
So I'm telling you, you should do that instead of actual, like,
because
you know
every,
what I'm saying?
Every bite deserves caramel. If it's a caramel apple, every bite deserves... Now, here's the thing. The only thing that could make a carameled apple, in my opinion, better, if we're not going for the nachos, is, hear me out.
Okay.
Apples filled with caramel on the inside where the core should be, so you can just eat the whole thing. That's a billion-dollar idea.
But like, what about the outside of the apple? It can't fill.
No, it's caramel. All of it.
Oh. Like, outside and inside.
Like so you have, so you basically take the apple core out.
Yeah.
And you fill
nasty.
That whole inside.
So fucking gross.
So you take, and then you fill the whole inside right there.
Yeah.
With caramel.
Okay.
And then you have it dipped in caramel.
Yeah.
And now you have a carameled apple that you can eat the entire thing. You don't have to, like, worry about the, like, stem or, like, the
yeah,
core.
Yeah, the core is really, the core is really gross. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. I mean, I don't know. I still am weird about biting into apples, but, like, I like slices.
I just, you know, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's fine. We'll try. We'll try the nachos. I think that's going to be a game changer
for us. The best thing ever.
And then we can sit down and actually know how many slices of apple we're actually eating.
No, correct. It's macro friendly. Yeah. You can make it fit your macros too. Like we're talking about.
Well, we're not going to really try.
We're not really, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like you can make it a healthy girl fall, but like that day we're not going to really be counting macros.
Oh, hell no. I mean, hey, if you really wanted to, you could have sugar free caramel.
That's true.
They have really good chocolates nowadays. Speaking of that, I just bought some. I've had them for a little bit, but there's literally, organic ones. They're not the Lily's brand. I usually do the Lily's brand, but they're, I don't even know what brand they are, but they don't have, it's all, there's like four ingredients to the whole thing.
Oh, damn.
And then awesome. The really like the darkest chocolate one, it's like a 70% cacao. And that's the one, like that's actually healthy for your heart. Yeah. And they're in chocolate chip form and it has no sugar added into it or anything. Like there's like four ingredients total.
I love that.
And it's, I'm like,
we love that.
So clean for chocolate.
We love a good healthy-ish chocolate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm not gonna sit down and eat the whole bag.
No, yeah, absolutely. I feel like another thing I do for my fall reset, and I sometimes carry shame around this, is with like TV. You know, like watching TV, because I'm like, what's too much? Like, you know, whatever. But everything in moderation. At the end of the day. But is finding a fall TV show. So, for me...
Oh, no.
Fall TV shows are Vampire Diaries, starting Gossip Girl, or The Carrie Diaries for TV shows. Those are some fall shows. And then for movies, obviously, you can't go wrong with Twilight. You can't go wrong with Twilight. I would even say Harry Potter. I would say Harry Potter is definitely
tell
like
that she's a vampire girl.
I am. It's fine, but I would even say Harry Potter is definitely fall vibes. And then of course any of like the Twitches, Hocus Pocus, any type of Scream, any Halloween movie like
prime.
Just if you want to get in the fall spirit,
slap on some Hocus Pocus.
I'm telling you right now. Those are the movies to go to. And you don't have to watch horror movies, okay? Like, you don't have to do that. And even... Well, we've actually been planning this out, too. Another thing we're doing this fall that's a little different is... Well, of course, apple orchards.
Yep.
You know, but I've even found some outside of Milwaukee and in by the Wisconsin Dells. And that's a huge thing after I'm done with prep in a couple weeks that we're going to go do. You know, I highly recommend, like... I don't know, get on Facebook, look up apple orchards and shit, because you are going to find so many cool ones that you can literally drive to for a day, experience, like, do all the fun things, and then come back home. Yeah. Like, all you need is those little things to kind of get you more in the spirit, get you more, like, feeling good about fall and what comes after it, you know?
I mean, no, something, you mentioned it, but it's really funny because I just realized that I was talking... with my boyfriend about it.
Yeah.
And we were going to take a weekend off potentially and go and just like to like a random ass like smallerish town or something.
Yes.
Like he has one that he wants to go to in Iowa. Can't remember where, but
yeah,
like
that's so exciting.
He's like, "Yeah, there's like certain things here that I just like want to we'll just stay in like a hotel and just like kind of like go around here." But think about it, like there's other towns like La Crosse. Like, La Crosse is a fun town to visit if you're not from here.
Mm-hmm,
there's so many things to do. There's so many stores to see, especially downtown.
Hiking.
Like, going, just walking a little
so
downtown.
So much to do.
All the little boutiques and stuff.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
There's
especially
a lot to
if you're
do.
Not from here.
Correct.
So, there's so many towns just like this, out and about, that you can literally do all the same things for.
Literally.
And
just expand, to, like a different area to explore and experience. It's so much fun.
And like,
it's
you
so
can go to do a farmer's market.
Yeah.
Cedar Rapids actually has an after dark one.
How
like, so
cool.
It's like, yeah, like cool kind of carnival-y stuff. Carnivals are this time
no,
of year
literally
too.
Like corn mazes. There's just so many fun things to do outside.
Yeah.
And like, you can like bundle up and look cute. You guys, fall fashion is the best fashion. I'm
That's
telling
fashion
you
year round.
It's
if I can
literally
possibly do so.
It's literally the best. And no, yeah, another thing, yeah, trekking out a new town. I literally booked myself, and it's literally right after fall, like in December, I booked myself an Airbnb out somewhere for a night to spend with myself. I'm so freaking excited. And a lot of people are like, oh, where are you going? Where are you going? And I'm super excited. Everyone's super excited for me. But I'm like, it's not like that. I'm like, I'm not taking a weekend by myself. I said, like, traveling to, like, one of my friends just went to Arizona, which is by herself, which I'm like, that is so freaking cool. But I'm a road trip girl. I personally would rather drive than fly just because I like experiencing road trip vibes. And I love road tripping by myself. And I love going to visit friends, too. You know, I have friends in Green Bay, in Iowa, like, anywhere, which I'm planning to do also after prep is like travel more, you know. But yeah, I literally booked myself as a reset for myself into like going fall into winter, a place for myself where I can literally just tune in and spend quality time with myself. And I'm so freaking pumped for it. Okay. I'm so pumped. It was so hard. I literally wanted to book like 5 more for me. And I was like, let's just relax. But just even like solo trips, you guys, like even a day trip with yourself is such an amazing reset. Like we even went, I went hiking this weekend. Me and my friends, we decided, I was like, hey, it's going to be super nice this Saturday. Let's go hiking. We went down to Prairie and we went to a like state park and went hiking and it was awesome. And then after that, we literally spontaneously just did stuff. Like we started passing these houses that they have set up along the road that you can kind of like, it's like design your own home. So you can look at these house plans. We were literally looking at them and we were like, we should go check those out. We went through 15 freaking houses, dude. It was so much fun. Just like, oh, I like this. I like this. I don't like this. Just even doing random shit like that. And then we went to Cabela's. Like, what? We don't even have a Cabela's around here. So it was just fun. I just have the most fun with friends for one, and then two, doing stuff on the fly. And then we were laughing the entire time. It was such just like a genuine day. And I woke up this morning and I like look back, I'm like, I'm so thankful, you know, for the things that we didn't even have planned. I have more fun doing the stuff we don't have planned than we do have planned.
I think it's like really nice to like, especially, I mean, this is for a year round for sure. But having like a day that you start with one plan. So maybe like if the plan is simply that you're going to go and hang out with these people and you might go do this one thing. So like, for example, like having like, let's go to this town. Maybe we want to see one thing specifically there. Cool. And then just making it like you have
the rest of the day's up to you guys to do whatever and explore.
So actually the, church that I was, me and my significant other, we watched this one and it's like from the cities and I watched it today and I was talking all about like time and it was talking about how like everyone says they don't have time for things, but then what do? We always waste time. And like talking about how like obviously like there should be like the whole like rest day, right? And I was like really thinking like honestly to work really hard to actually like have that rest day. I feel like I have been, because I'm busy during the week and doing things like moving fast, doing all that stuff, that like I'm like, oh, it's fine. On my weekends, that's when I'll like clean, I'll like do the little like resets at home and stuff. But if I'm able to actually like get all that done earlier and maybe do that on like my Saturday or on Sunday instead, and pick one of the 2 days that like, no, I'm actually gonna do either nothing or whatever. Someone, if someone asks to hang out, if someone asks to go get coffee or to go and have like a brunch date or just anything, I want to just be able to say yes, not like I don't have time for it, or I'm too busy, or maybe after all X, Y, and Z gets done. Like, I want to just be able to be like, yeah, let's go right now.
No, literally just being so open to even saying yes, you know what I'm saying? And to, yeah, like not stopping yourself. I think that is such an important thing as well. Like, why not? You know, why not now? Why not? And I love experiences like that. And I think that's why I really like our friendship, because our friendship's very much like that, where I'm like, hey, like, we're going to go do this weekend. You're like, yeah, for sure. Or, you know, you message me and I'm like, yeah, like, let's do it, you know, because I always have just the best time with you. I really do. And she's like, yeah, I know. And I don't know. We're just both for as, like, go-getters as we are, we're also both very go with the flow and, like, whatever, wherever the wind blows us. And we make it a good time. And I think that's, like, one of the most important things. If you're not having fun, it might be the people that you're surrounding yourself with that might be something you need to look at. Because I don't know. I can't imagine one time we've actually had a bad time together. Yeah, there's been times we've been a little like, I'm a little frustrated. I'm going to be quiet for a minute. But I've never had a bad time with you. I literally could not think of one
experience. I feel like we're the type of people. We're either the people you love or you hate. There's no between.
That's very true.
Here's the thing. We will make a fun time out of the worst situations.
And we're very like, loud. I don't care.
If it's like tension, like if we're out and about with like other friends, like if we're in like a group setting and like people are starting to like beef or have issues, me and Jenna will just look at each other and we're like, yeah. And we'll just start goofing off because like we don't care. Because at the end of the day, if it's not our issue, so we're going to have fun while we're out and about and literally doing stuff. Like, that's not my shit. Like, obviously, like, if one of us is, like, in shit, different situation, but we'll laugh about it after, otherwise.
We've never had that. We're unproblematic queens, to be honest.
Yeah,
because, truly. Honestly,
like,
again.
We don't really care about, like, that type of stuff.
I don't. We're not here for the drama. We're just here for the laughs and the fun. And like even when there is drama, we laugh and have fun. Like we laugh about it and make fun of it. You know what I'm saying? Because what's the point? Like life's too short. Like I really like to just nip stuff in the butt right away if there's an issue and be like, or just, I don't know. We've never even really had issues. I was telling her about that too. I was like, if we had an issue, we would just say it. And we're not afraid to lose each other because we've been literally best friends since we've been kids.
We've
been apart.
We actually just joke that we're stuck together.
Yeah.
Like, that just sucks for the both of us because I tell her all the time, I'm like, actually, that fucking sucks, but you can't get rid of me.
And I tell her she can never leave me. I'm not mad about it.
No, it's fine.
I was like, I tell her horrendous things and I'm like, yeah, but you're not going to leave. I can say what I want to say.
Like when we say that, it's the funniest thing is what we say before it or right after it. And we're like, actually, joke's on you. You can't fucking leave me. But guess what?
But this is what I think right now or this is how I feel right now.
And it's horrible.
And those friendships are just the best. You know, like we can be authentically ourselves, and I think that's another thing to bring into the fall season while you're like resetting is being authentically yourself and speaking your authentic truth. And as you know, we age, I think, you know, I'm 24, super blessed. I think a big thing that I'm learning this fall is that I'm not gonna walk around eggshells on anyone. If I feel a type of way about something, I'm literally going to express it to that person. However they react, you know, they react. And at least I know. That's my answer then. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not playing this game anymore, this guessing game. I'm really just about being unfiltered in myself because I know myself at the end of the day. I know I have good intentions and I know how much I love people. And at the end of the day, if they don't align with me in my life, that's okay. That's their loss, in my opinion. But I'm like, that's okay. And I, you know, God, sorry, wrong tube, just swallowed weird. I send them love at the end of the day because life is also too short to be, you know, mad at people or be like, man, F you. Like, no, I truly, anyone who's exited my life, I truly wish them the best. And also, I want the best because I'm so thankful. Like, thank God you're not meant to be my life. Like, I'm good. Every time somebody leaves, I feel better. And I hate to say that, like, not in a bad way because I don't want people to just be leaving. But I'm also not worried about that anymore. I think the people I have in my life aren't like that, aren't people who are going to dip out, you know, like people I've had in the past. So I'm also like very grateful for that. And that's such a huge thing I'm realizing this fall is, you know, just genuine friendships and doing things that genuinely make me like smile and laugh on the inside and not just, you know, not the stuff we used to do, but how we used to be. And how I used to be with my friends, I feel very much authentic now, more than I did when I was 21.
Yeah, I've been, after I cleaned my whole house, obviously, super motivating, by the way, especially when you're done and you can just sit in it and you're like,
oh, it's so clean, smells so good.
I love it. And like, I was sitting there and I have a habit of moving my journal with my little, like, devotional thing, like daily devotional thing, mm-hmm. and they just kind of go together, and mm-hmm. I just like move them around. I'm like, where can I put
where this? Do they look prettier?
Where do they look pretty, and where will I actually use them?
Yeah.
That is the question. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so the last 2 days I've journaled, and I sat there and I was like sitting there thinking, like, you know what? Like, why I stress all the time in my head, not out, like sometimes out loud to myself, but like that I want to journal every day and I want to be able to like read this every day and kind of like every single day, like make this a habit. Mm-hmm. And then I was sitting thinking, like, but I will take me doing it on my weekends mm-hmm. and the days that I have like a nice, more relaxed morning. Mm-hmm. Then the day is when I'm like working and like kind of like running Correct. Out the door more. And I'm kind of like being okay with that.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things, obviously, that you, to be great at things, obviously consistency is key. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, instead of me yelling at myself
yeah, being
about
an asshole,
being consistent okay. and like things like that, it's okay. I'm not upset that I don't make time for
and
it.
And that's so awesome because that's giving yourself grace and also like, hey, you're doing it on your weekends. You're being consistent on your weekends. You can't expect perfection. Even for my routine, it's not perfect every day. And I just have to let that go. Like, I'm trying and I'm doing it. And if it's not perfect every day, that's okay. And the old me used to like have a meltdown. You know what I'm saying? Where now it's like, hey, life comes in ebbs and flows. You're not perfect. No one's perfect. Your day ain't going to be perfect. But you can make it work to you.
Yeah.
You know?
And with that podcast that I was talking to you about earlier with, like, Leo sitting there saying, like, with the influencers showing off their, like, 20 million step routine and how they're so great in doing all this stuff. But even if they do sit there and do all those things every single day, they mm-hmm. don't work a 9-to-5.
Correct.
Like, they do, like...
That That's influencing their is their job.
That's yeah. their job. So, like, if they, like, they have videos of them doing that. That's, like, part of their job. Mm-hmm. People like us, we go and physically work in a building with, like, other things
yeah.
that has nothing to do with making sure our journal was done that day.
Correct.
Or doing those types of things. And I do love the idea of having the slow mornings. And I do, and I'm grateful that I have, like, my weekends. And, like, the days that I go to school now that I don't have to be out and doing anything till like, 9:30 in the morning. So mm-hmm. I can take the morning to myself and do all of those things. But I realized, like, I'm not going to sit here and stress on the days that I actually, like, work a 7-to-3 and then have shit to do after.
Yeah.
That I'm making sure I'm doing this journal that I like to do because it's a release.
Yeah, don't make it a chore.
Like, I feel
don't
like if I make it a chore...
Then you're not going to like it.
I don't want it.
And it won't mean anything to you.
No.
It's all about, like, feeling your way through it. And I'm happy that you are feeling your way through it and it makes you happy. On the days that you do it, you're like, yeah, this feels great.
Like, there's so much stress. I was literally thinking about this the last few days after, like, rearranging and everything like that. Like, I just, like... like left all of my stress with it. It was crazy because like my body just felt so like light about it.
That's so amazing. That's how it should be. I love that for you. That's what journaling should be. It shouldn't be, hey, you have to journal every day, because for me, I do struggle to journal. You know, I do think I need to force myself to do it a little bit, but you don't have to do it every day. I think it's a great thing to get your thoughts out on paper, you know, so then your body can have that release. But yeah, like I don't fucking do it every day, and that's okay. And like I also realize I'm like, hey, I need to like get into it a little bit because I got a lot going on in my brain, you know what I'm saying?
And I was gonna say, I feel like I like the idea of using it, and then on top of it, I do get a look back at my other ones and I'm like, oh shit, you struggle in there.
Yeah,
but look at you now.
No, like, literally, it's kind of like,
it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
And I also like just love that like I can sometimes I just have to write it out and then my brain can actually like, it gives me, like, an outside perspective onto how my life is going. Because yeah. I'm like, oh, this is... Maybe you are actually happy. Or maybe this is actually what you're struggling with. Like, maybe we should focus on this part of our life. And honestly, like, it just brings me so much joy just to not have to, like, worry about it. Like, correct. I don't want to have to stress over it. Yeah. I haven't forced myself to, like, go into the, like, especially this week, I can't go to the gym because I just know how my body's going to feel after this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I need it to be that's okay. But that's also okay. I'm not stressing over it.
You have your meals, girl. You
which
good.
Is crazy.
You good to go.
I used to be, I remember, like, maybe even like last year at this time,
mm-hmm.
if I wasn't doing things consistently, if I wasn't doing like all the things that I wanted to do to make myself, quote unquote, like the best version of myself, I was stressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like me forcing myself to like say all these things is the only thing that's going to create me being the best version of myself. I think that stressed me out.
Correct.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because now I'm just like, actually, I'm doing, am I eating? Great. Am I sleeping? Great. Am I spending time with friends and family and like people I love? Great.
It's like your core values. It's just simplified. Like, it doesn't need to be as complicated as we make it. Like,
no.
You simplified your routine and your expectations and also things that generally actually feel good to your soul and fill you up. Not just things that, like, look good that everyone else is doing or influencers are doing. It's hard to not get caught up in social media, you know, where possibly that's might have been why your mindset was like that last year. Now, this year, it's like, okay, what's actually true to me and what do I actually need to feel good and grow? You know, like, you're actually knowing yourself and that's amazing. Like,
I think,
the growth.
Yeah, and I think what really, I noticed this. I don't know if I heard it somewhere or if my brain just magically thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, why do I have to put all these things in a day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't I just, like, make it my week's goal?
Yeah.
Like, out of this whole week, I got 7 days.
Yeah.
Here's a bunch of things I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to make sure my body's moving. I want to make sure, like, all these things are getting done.
Correct.
Throughout a week.
Yeah.
I feel like I always said, like, every day, we must do this, 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 this. And I love lists. I am a list girl.
Yep.
I will literally,
a good checklist. Mm-mm. We love it. We
so
love
sexy.
It.
But I was like, why can't I just have, like, this is what I need to get done this week.
And you split it up.
Make it work.
Yeah.
And then one day, you know what? That's not what I want to do
right
today.
We're not looking at the list.
I'm going to do this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or, like, there's smaller things that I can do, like, the different times. Like, I love when people tell me, like when today, for example, we had a time set. And I was, like, looking at the time. I was like, okay, I can do that one. And then you're like, actually, can we do this one? Sure.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, what can I get done with an extra 15 minutes?
Correct.
Is there anything I can get done? So I, like, did a few dishes. I cleaned off some stuff. Like, getting things just, like, knocked out that way.
Yeah.
There's no stress behind it.
No.
I'm not concerned.
Exactly.
I know I'll get it done eventually this week.
Absolutely.
And obviously, like, a month is just too long. But a week?
Yeah.
A week goes by faster than you think.
Yeah.
It really does.
Really does.
I don't know.
I like that. That's really good. That's another good thing for a fall reset is literally having a checklist throughout the week and not during just like one day.
Like, obviously deadlines.
Yeah.
Make sure those are done on those days.
But
other than
that, it's just,
like, making sure your house is clean.
Making
it
easier for you and making it slower as we move into the more comfy, cozy season. You know, you want to be feeling good on the inside and in your space and in your mind. It's just such an important thing.
Yeah.
For fall reset. You know?
It's like going through your file cabinet, just real slow.
Just a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Yeah, just slowing down a little bit more.
Maybe add in those titles that you finally never got to, so it's all nicely organized.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But you guys, we appreciate you listening. We hope you got something out of our little fall reset, kind of talking about the things that we do and have been doing to kind of slowly make our way into the best season of all.
Spooky season.
Fall. It was going to rhyme, but it's okay.
Well...
But thank you guys so much. We hope you have a very blessed Sunday, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.